make thee two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it. Yet she multiplied her whoredoms, and calling to remembrance the days of her youth, wherein she had played the harlot in the land of Egypt. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets, and calling unto their fellows, and saying,
and his mother, and standing without sent unto him, calling him. And the multitude sat,
and Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Pilate marveled if he were already dead. And calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been any while dead. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come? Or look we for another? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace, and calling one to another, and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall.